It's been a big week for Alaska in Congress. Lawmakers removed the Alaska exemption in the Violence Against Women Act, a significant gain for advocates of tribal authority. The Senate is still considering a $1.1 trillion bill to fund the government through next fall. Among its Alaska items are $50 million for the missile defense system housed at Fort Greeley and $3 million for the Kodiak spaceport. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's pleased the bill properly reimburses tribal health care providers for contract support costs. It also has $10 million for sanitation in rural Alaska and another $10 million for the Denali Commission. It does not buy any new icebreakers, but it has $25 million for sonar mapping of the U.S. coastline with emphasis on the Bering Straits and the Arctic. The bill, though, zeroes out the Secure Rural Schools program. It paid $12 million last year to Alaska school districts, primarily in Southeast. The Senate has to pass the bill in the coming days to avoid a government shutdown. It has until Wednesday night.